Welcome to A Lunch with Biggie, a podcast about small business and creatives sharing their stories and inspiring you. My guest today creates artwork that captures the beauty in science, mathematics, and physics, and any other discipline that takes the concepts from these topics and transforms them into approachable, educational, and aesthetic art. Please welcome the owner and creator of Love Club Labs, Kate Rickman. What's going on, Kate?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for spending a lunch break with me. I really appreciate it. What's your go-to lunch or sandwich?
Oh, that's hard. On sandwiches, I typically go for like turkey and some sort of cheese, but I need a lot of veggies on there. I'm a big lettuce gal, which I feel like is controversial compared to people I've gotten like lunch with. Like my partner like hates having lettuce on sandwiches, and I just want like all of the greens on there. But yeah, probably turkey, cheese, and veggies with some sort of sauce.
Any particular condiment? Any particular condiment?
I like a little bit of mayo and then a little bit of red wine vinegar. I like those together.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. And then what veggies, what are your go-to veggies if you could throw veggies on that? Since you say you add a lot of veggies to it.
Spinach or like lettuce. Tomato isn't technically a vegetable, but tomato, vegetable, fine. Green peppers, olives. It kind of depends on what they have, but green peppers, olives, and lettuce are usually, and onions. I can't forget onions.
Nice. I like that. That's a good mix. I like to have a little crunch.
I like the crunch.
I prefer if I can have shredded lettuce over like leafy lettuce. I prefer that if I can.
Shreddice.
Just because sometimes I feel like when I'm eating, like when I do that, I feel like it's I don't know. I always feel like I'm going to end up eating like a cow, and it's like, or like a manatee or something, and like the big leaf comes out, and I'm just going to be chewing. So I have a problem with like the leaf, the big leafy lettuces sometimes.
Yeah.
So tell people how you started with the idea to create Love Club Labs.
So originally when I first started, I was actually Love Club Shop. So the OGs, if you hear this, you know what that is. I didn't start out doing all science. That is what it came from. The first things that I ever made, like art-wise, to like put into the world and put into my business, was my planetary diagram. So that was like the first little like art and science thing that I did. But I really missed being creative while getting my engineering degree, because those classes, like, they beat the creativity out of you. So there wasn't a whole lot of room for that. And during COVID, I found myself having a little extra time at home, and I wanted to get into making art again. And so I started by creating those diagrams, which is where the art and science stemmed from. And originally I did like some other like little things that like I thought people would like. I did affirmation prints for a while. But I just kept finding myself like drifting towards like the science aspect. I wanted to do like a ton of different like disciplines and try and create art with it. And so about like a year and a half into Love Club Shop, I like went on a summer hiatus and just like ghosted everything and like rebranded to Love Club Labs. And I opened commissions and did more diagrams and all of the sciencey stuff you see now. And yeah, so.
No, I think it's great. How did you, out of curiosity, how did you come up with the name?
Love Club Labs. So Love Club, I was actually listening. I was like upset with myself for not being able to come up with a good business name. And I was just like frustrated. And I was like, you know what? We're just going to like listen to some Lorde, because I love Lorde, the music artist. And I just put her stuff on shuffle and Love Club came on. I was like, we're just going to go with that.
That's it.
And so I started with Love Club Shop, but then when I did science stuff, I was like, Love Club Labs has a nice ring to it. So now we're Love Club Labs.
I like the alliteration. No, I think that's great. I like that. It's funny because I think my name is so, my clothing brand Deli Fresh Threads is so generic.
I love yours though. I think that's so cool.
I hated it. I hated it. I was like you. I was like, I'm like, for a long time, I hated it. I was like, I cause like, it was like too obvious.
Yeah.
So then, I wanted to make it something. And then I was like, oh, this is like, but then it was like, oh, it's obvious. Like, it makes sense. Why wouldn't it be this? I was at a deli. I was at like a BJ's deli or something like that. And it had fresh deli or deli fresh on it. And I was like, oh my gosh, deli fresh threads. That makes sense.
Perfect.
So I totally get it when you're like, when you get stuck in your head and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I definitely love, I'm all about, I love people with like a niche brand. And so I definitely, this one definitely hits because you do, you know, and what I love, and I think how, and like how you own it, how you even say like, you know, I'm like you basically are doing all the stuff that like you would typically portray possibly in a textbook, but as actual art, like, because you do everything from like space, neuroscience, anatomy, mathematics, computer science, all those. Where do you get those inspirations from where you're kind of looking at it and go, oh, I want to make it into this? And then I also want you to be able to explain a little bit like what they can expect if they were to go on Love Club Labs website to buy something, what kind of art you're creating.
So if you like look close enough, you can tell that I'm biased towards space. I have like most, like the, like by count, I'm pretty sure the most I have are related to space or in some way, shape or form. That comes from just my love of space. I studied aerospace engineering. So like I want to do professional space girl stuff for my job, for my career. Of course also doing art, but so that's where that comes from. A lot of the other stuff, I kind of just like looked up like fun, cool, like STEM topics to look into. Anatomy, I think, was just really, really interesting in the sense that I could never work in a medical field in person. That stuff would gross me out. But I love looking at pictures of it and making art about it. and I love all of the intricate details of doing that. Computer science stuff that I have a few little things. One of them being like the first Macintosh. I have like a binary code print.
I love that.
That was
those are great ones.
Thank you. Yeah, those were inspired by my partner who studied computer science. And I felt like having like all of this art about science and STEM, I was just like, I can't just not have something for computer science when you're sitting right there. I'm trying to think. Yeah, usually.
I know you've done some molecular diagrams.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Which I love those.
So the molecular diagrams, this one's kind of funny. Those were actually inspired by my last therapist because she needed some art.
Really?
Yeah, she needed some art for her office. And she was like, you're the only artist person I know. And at the time, I wasn't taking commissions. But she was just like, if you just make these molecules, I will just buy all of them because I need some. And because she had a couple little things related to serotonin, oxytocin, endorphins, and dopamine like in her office, but they were like, there was like typos and like they were misprinted, and I don't know where she got those, but I made some better ones. And then I added caffeine later because caffeine is close enough to a mental health molecule for me personally.
Yes.
But yeah, and those, I do custom diagrams as well. So I've done a couple other, I did an insulin diagram for somebody. I've done another version of oxytocin, like with a couple other designs with it and stuff like that. So yeah. And then
out of curiosity, what's been one of, since I know you take commissions, what has been one of the oddest things that you've gotten or one of the hardest that you're like, where did this come from?
I would say the hardest commission I've done, it wasn't necessarily odd, it was just very difficult. I did one of an American alligator. Like I did a custom diagram of an alligator, and I'd never really painted animals before. So that was my first time really doing that. And watercolor, you know, I do feel confident in my skills with watercolor, but watercolor is not nearly as forgiving as doing a digital commission. And I do all my diagrams in watercolor. And the girl who ordered it from me, she actually worked for Gatorland and was getting like a bunch of them to gift to her team. And so I was like, oh my God, she's getting like so many of them. So I need to make sure it's perfect. And it was definitely the most difficult in the sense of like details, because of all of like the little like ridges and scales and all of like the texture of the alligator itself was very difficult to replicate, but I think it turned out good. You can see it on my Instagram somewhere.
Okay. No, I think they're great. I love seeing everything, because like, and what I also love is that you've done, you offer everything from prints to stickers. Mm-hmm. I also seen like glassware and stuff like that. But I know like your big stuff is really like the prints, the stickers, things that you basically are, which is a great way to be able to start and kind of build a brand. Especially as an artist, because those are things that you can create and then just duplicate and create and go from there.
Exactly. Yeah.
What do you think has been the hardest? So I'm kind of curious on what do you think has been the hardest in the sense that, because I know you sell on Etsy as well, and I'm always intrigued by Etsy because I kind of have like, I understand like the benefit of it. Cause like Etsy to me is like people, I'm kind of curious to see what your thoughts on Etsy are in the sense of as an artist, especially creating original art and some of your maybe concerns or things that you like and dislike about it.
So Etsy is a love-hate relationship. So it's nice because you're not really paying, because a lot of those websites, like you pay like a monthly amount, and my sales are definitely like mostly from in-person events, or what I call like in-lab events, or my mini labs. I have a mini lab at Joybird Books. I used to have one at Framework as well, but online sales are definitely much harder to get, especially with social media and like, you know, driving all of that as well. So Etsy is like, it's nice because you pay per listing and it's very minimal per listing. I think it's like 20 cents every 4 months. But then like there's, you know, the transaction fees and the seller fees and the shipping fees and all of the XYZs. But it does add out for me personally, just being less than what it would cost to run a website on a different platform. And right now, while my sales are sitting like that, you know, I get like a couple like every month online, but mostly it's in person. So it's like, for me, it's just not worth to pay for another website. Eventually, I'd like to get to that point, because there's a lot of sacrifices that you have with that. There's less like creative freedom with the website. So, you know, like you get to customize your banner and your logo, and, you know, you can feature certain listings and stuff like that. So it's good, especially for people who are starting out or who like don't drive necessarily a ton of online sales. Because I feel like art is harder to sell online in comparison to in person. Whereas, you know, like I have a lot of friends who do like clothing brands or like jewelry and stuff like that. And, you know, inevitably there's more sales online typically than compared to art prints in my experience. It's good and bad. They've done some things that
I'm kind of curious. No, I can understand that. No, and that's the reason why I was kind of curious. I was also curious because I've seen sometimes, I feel like sometimes there's like a, it almost becomes like a petri dish of someone to be able to go, oh, I like this idea. I'm gonna mimic or recreate or create my own version of it.
Yeah, that's...
Are you seeing a lot of copycats and stuff like that as well?
I have not personally with my own stuff. There has been a couple times where I just have like a weird phase of like paranoia that somebody's gonna like rip off my stuff. But so far we haven't had any issues, knock on wood. I have seen Etsy's changed a lot since it first started, and I feel like it's a little more difficult to like go crazy on Etsy success-wise, unless you started it back in like 2012 when it first started. Because now there's a lot of just like drop shipping and like, you know, ripoffs of other things, and just so oversaturated now that it is a little difficult. But they did, one thing I will vouch for with Etsy is that they implemented something called share and save. So every list or every business that's on there gets their own custom link. So like it used to be like etsy.com/shop/ whatever your business name is. Now it's like your business name .etsy.com, and if somebody uses that link, you save like almost half of the fees. because you're they can see that driving that traffic, and it's not Etsy. So you're not paying for them to drive that traffic, which is really nice because most of my online sales come from me, myself, and I on Instagram or TikTok or something like that. So that's nice.
No, I like that. I did not know that. That was an option. That's great. I definitely think that's a good way to go. And I agree. It's a great way to start.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you kind of build up and kind of see, I'm always intrigued by it because I've seen some brands that actually do both, have their personal website and also have an Etsy regardless.
Yeah.
As well as a fair. So like they have like the three different, you know, ways of for people to be able to kind of go and be able to shop and get their products that way.
Yeah.
So I think that's all great ways to go. Where do you, in the creative process, like where, like what do you have certain things that will come up to you that you'll, that will kind of hit you that you kind of like, what's your creative process as you're going and coming up with, you know, like what your next series is going to be, what works, you know, kind of like where are you getting all these inspirations from as you, you know, as you're kind of coming up with things?
So I have like a never ending spreadsheet that just has like all of my ideas. Cause I find myself like creatively, it kind of comes in waves, which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to, where like I have like a period of time where like I may have a lot of ideas, but like, I'm just like not in the mood to do it. You know, I'm just vibing in other areas of my life. And then other times I'm like, I want to make all of the things, but I have no idea what to do, which is why I started my never ending spreadsheet. And what I usually do is I will kind of, when I feel like the creative juice is flowing in the sense that like, I want to make something. So for example, like with the anatomy collection that I did like back in October, I wanted to do something like thematic, like something that was cohesive and like kind of all went together, where if somebody got like everything in a collection, it would all match. Not to say that you need to have the whole collection for it to be good. I think you can just get one or two of something and it would be fun. But I will look through like all of these lists of ideas. I will sometimes look at like, not really like trends, but I'll think of like kind of like what time of year it is. So like I was wanting to do it like early fall. And it's spooky season, and honestly, like, what's more spooky than guts at this point? So decided to do it that way, and I took that summer to spend just like making all of these different things. I had a whole list of different anatomical parts that I wanted to make, and some took longer than others, and I finished all of it, and I was like, okay, time to like plan a campaign, because being an artist also means being a business and a marketing analyst and all of everything. But then I went to the dentist and I had to get a filling for a cavity, and I saw a really like poorly designed tooth anatomy poster, and I was like, I could do that better. And I added the tooth onto the collection as well. And I'm currently trying to get myself back into the groove of like wanting to make stuff again, because we're coming along on that wave. It seems to be a seasonal thing where I want to release that. I get to almost summer and I'm like, I should make something new, and then we'll go from there. But
so I totally feel what you're talking about when it comes to those creative like plateaus and waves.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like when the holidays end, so like when we hit December, it ends and the new year happens, it's kind of almost like a, like you're almost kind of like need to almost get like almost like re-energized again. A lot of it also, I think, is for me, a lot of times is that I feel like I don't usually typically do, and I'm kind of curious your thoughts like on markets and stuff. Like I don't typically try to do too many markets in the beginning of the year, because I feel like a lot of people have like holiday fatigue from shopping. And then you kind of blend. So then you have like that middle phase where it's like the weather's nice. We're not yet in the summer season.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still kind of, you know, you pick and choose wherever you go there. And then you have summertime, which obviously is you want to have new things come up. But it's also like it is just horrible for someone who sells outside in the, especially you with prints and stuff like that. Me with shirts, you know, it's like not a fun thing to do in the summer.
So
like then you go back to like, okay, now you're at the fall. So it's like.
Yeah, it's a cycle. Obviously like that. like October through December, that last quarter of the year is go, 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 go. And I have zero complaints. I totally don't mind doing that for 3 months because it pays out nicely. And correct. I love doing markets because, you know, as nice as it would be to get like tons and tons of online sales and like blow up online, like it's part of what I do is like the outreach aspect of like getting people like curious and excited about different STEM things. You know, I have so many people come up to my booth walking out like learning something, like whether it's from the diagrams or they like, I didn't know that that's what that anatomical part looked like. I didn't know all these details about whatnot. And it makes me very happy. And that's part of the reason why, like, I want to continue doing it. But like after the holidays, like January, I have like a rule for myself. Like I do not do any events in January. Like even if I think something's going to be cool, I do not do it because I know that I'm going to regret it. Because you're just burnt out from the holiday season. And February, I usually get things cooking because I feel like people kind of like, they get excited a little bit and like go out and about after, you know, after they've taken like a month of like hibernation, I guess. But then things kind of start to slowly go down and down a little bit until you reach summer, and summer is just like I don't do last summer. I think the past two summers I've taken completely off of markets, and this summer, since I do a lot of stuff with the Science Center now, I am going to be there, but it's inside, so I don't have to, you know, sit outside in the heat, and people will come inside for AC at the Science Center. So that's a little better, but outside of that, I don't do anything over summer.
No, I totally get that. And yeah, and I could see why, because I know like in this, for this past February, you did like a whole, you know, anatomy type thing with the heart and stuff like that, and did like very, fit very appropriately, like I heart you and things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, my little Valentine's that I like, did.
Kind of fits very well.
Thank you.
Yeah, it works. It worked out very well. I love stuff like that, that kind of fits perfectly fine. I was kind of curious. I wanted to talk a few things on two things that you kind of hit on. One is, the market aspect of it. I'm always intrigued by the kind of questions you kind of get, on it, in the sense that, because you're with a lot of times, like, do people, and I'm kind of curious, like, because, let's be honest, STEM and females, huge thing like that, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, a lot of, it's like kind of like one of those things where, do you ever get, cause I've heard some people, like I've heard other vendors like tell me stories about, you know, like I had a friend, Ashley, who does Wandering Ash, that like, she'd be like, oh, does your boyfriend make these or, and stuff like that? Like, do you have similar things like that? Like, tell me a little bit about some of the stuff that you kind of have to like, almost like, you know, smile through it and be like, no, it's me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of curious on what you go through, because I can see the questions being asked, you know, especially when it's niche like that, and, you know, and maybe something that you would get. So I'm kind of curious on what you're experiencing and getting when you go do markets.
Yeah. So usually, like, it's been very rare that it's ever come from a place of like negativity. I've only had that happen to me like one or two times, but usually it's, like, they're just really surprised. They're like, oh, like art and science, I've never really like seen that. And then a lot of times people ask me if I've studied art and just like science. I'm like, actually, it's the other way around. Like, I studied aerospace engineering, and then like every time, like, honestly, I don't even mind when people like ask me about it or get surprised, because like they just get so surprised. They're like, you studied aerospace engineering? I'm like, yes, I did. And I graduated. Fortunately. And so usually it's in the sense of like, they're just surprised, like where the science is coming from and like where that interest came from. And they're just like, oh, like, I didn't realize that you were in STEM too. Like, you do both. I'm like, yeah. Like, you don't have to pick between both. Like, you can do one or the other, or you can do one or the other if you want, but you can also, you know, I'm a firm believer in, and you don't have to just pick one path for whatever you do. So I did have one experience that was a little bit silly in quotations. A guy came up to my booth and was a just kind of like looking around, and I greeted him. I was like, hi, like, how are you? Like, welcome to the lab. And he was just like befuddled to see me. He was like, oh, like, hello. Like, I didn't even realize you were there. And I was like, okay, like, that's okay. And he was like, so what is this? Like, give me the spiel. And so I give him my spiel about art and science and, you know, like wanting to do both. I studied engineering and blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm not going to go through my whole spiel. It's too long. And he just goes, he's like, okay, so the science is like, he's looking through my planetary diagrams, but he's like, the science is the plant, the space, right? And I was like, yep. And he's like, and the art is what, drawing a circle? And I was like, sir. I was like, well, there is a circle, yes, but it is painted with watercolor. But that's okay. Just let me know if you have any questions about them. They are prints for sale. And then he goes over to the black hole print that I have, and he's like, what is this? And I was like, that's a black hole. He's like, are black holes real? And I was like, well, actually, and I was like, it's, you know, it's a valid question, because it was a theory up until we received, like, we got the black hole images. Technically, we didn't have any physical evidence until those came out. So valid question. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. And I was like, oh, actually, like, yeah, they are real. You know, this is based on the image that was put out by the Event Horizon Telescope, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, but do you believe in them? And I was like, yes, we have scientific evidence of it.
We
so,
just see them. We just and, saw them.
Yes, I do. And he's like, well, how do they take a picture of it if it's a black hole? And valid question. So I explained to him how the Event Horizon Telescope works, how, like, there's a bunch of telescopes around the world that all point to one specific point in time or in space, and they take thousands of images to layer to get, like, that glowy look of the accretion disk, which is what my print is based off of. And he goes, oh, so it's not just a pretty face. And I was like, there it is, there it is, there it is.
I was waiting for it to come.
Yeah, that's like the one experience that I've had where I was like, that's really questionable behavior. But that's just, I basically told him, I was like, yep, just if you want to buy something, let me know. Otherwise, have a nice day.
No, I totally get that. Yeah. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. When it comes to stuff like that. And like, I will say that I appreciate the fact that, like, now, especially in schools now, they're doing more of it, not just STEM, but STEAM.
Yes, I have seen that
element to it.
Yeah.
Which I absolutely love.
Me too.
When it comes to that, I asked my daughter, cause I told my daughter, I always like tell my wife and my daughter, like, who I'm interviewing.
Aww.
Just to see if I can get questions or get other perspective. So I'm always kind of, my daughter had some questions and I'm kind of curious. I kind of know some answers to this. I think I have some answers to this, but I'm kind of curious, like, cause she wanted to know things like, which, like, in your classes, like, usually typically are like, were you more of a, like, because you, since you like art, she, you know, and science, did you like, were you more of like the math and science person, or were you more the art and history person, or was it like, you just liked them all?
So as a kid, I liked them all. Yeah. I never explicitly said that I liked math, but I liked math. But I always loved, like, the specials classes in, like, elementary school, or the electives in middle school and high school. Like, I always really liked the science and the art ones. Once I got to high school, I was definitely, like, I felt kind of, like, pushed away from, like, STEM-related things. I just didn't think that I was smart enough to do it. But then arts, you know, it's, like, drilled into you that there's no money in making art. Unless you're like one in a million. And so I was like, well, I can't do that either. And I liked writing. I still like writing. And I took a journalism class, and my teacher was like, you're really good at this. Like, you could do this for a job. I was like, okay, career. I'll do that for my career. And I tried to go into mass communications, and 2 years in, I said, never mind. And to aerospace engineering. But I think I was a fan of both. But I tried to tell myself that I was not a fan of science once I got older, for whatever reason. But
That's interesting. So what's interesting in my case, my daughter, she's like really good. She's really good at math, mm-hmm. but hates math.
Valid.
So like in her world, she's like, I hate math. And I was like, yeah, but you're good at it. Like, you get good grades. She's like, I don't care. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do any math. So it's always interesting. So I appreciate, you know, and that's why I was kind of curious. It's kind of interesting you in your realm, like how you kind of gone through your journey of figuring out like, okay, yeah, I like these things. But I also will say, I appreciate the fact that you have, you're creating a balance mm-hmm. of that, because now you've kind of, you're trying to do both worlds. You're trying to do like, okay, I'll do the engineering aspect of it and I could still do the art and do all that with my brand, which is one of the things that I love about it. How have you been able to balance? Cause you just graduated with your degree. So how did you balance the whole idea of school, art, and business?
A lot of coffee to start with. But I mean, like, I'm a very organized person. Like, my planner is like my BFF, like, forever. So definitely from like a logical standpoint, like the way I balanced it was by like being very intentional with my time and being very intentional with to-do lists and scheduling and stuff like that. Because it's a lot. I mean, like, the engineering classes, like, you know, everyone knows, like, if you say you're in engineering, they're like, oh, that's hard. And I'm like, yeah, like, it's hard overall, but some of it's like, it wasn't necessarily that bad. It was just so much work and not necessarily tedious work. It's just like, you'd have a homework assignment that's like four questions, but then it takes an hour to do every question. Balancing them definitely came from just being very intentional with time. And knowing that if I focus too much on one, that I am going to have to neglect the other one for a little bit, or not necessarily focusing too much on it. You know, like I might have had like a big exam week coming up and I'm like, okay, you know, I know that I have a market right after this big week of exams. So I'm going to make sure that like I'm stocked enough, at least like minimally, to go to that market if I don't have time to do anything else. And just try and like be as many steps as I can ahead of myself and try and be nice to my future self. It did not always work. There were times that it was not balanced, but yeah.
So what do you do for fun? Cause obviously I know art is an outlet, but at the same time, there is a bit, it's almost like you're doing some work cause you're doing markets and stuff like that. So what are you doing? What do you do for fun? To separate when you want to separate all of this.
Well, now that I'm graduated and have a little bit more time since I'm looking for a job, I love reading. I made a goal for myself to read 18 books this year. I'm currently on book number five. I have to look at my stack. So reading is definitely a big one that I really enjoy. I also love like true crime, like documentaries and stuff. So I've watched an ungodly amount of those since I graduated. As for fun, today I'm like a big Swiftie. So I'm going to my friend's house for a Taylor Swift album release party. Yeah. Yep. So that's something definitely. I mean, that's not all the time because there's not albums dropping every week, but
that's something fun to be able to do. So a few little things I'm kind of curious of, and it's one of those things like when my brain goes this way and I always type thinking. So when you're reading or doing true crime, like listening to any of the true crime stuff, do you, any of those things kind of stick to like, hey, I could do a series of this kind of like, you know, when it comes to either certain books and like, you know, something that kind of comes from those books that you can use as a science element to it, as art, depending on the series of what it is, depending on what you listen to, or even in the sense of the, you know, like the aspect of not saying you draw or paint a crime scene, but like there is a science levels to it of how certain things kind of go and things like that. Does that ever cross your mind when you're doing these things, or is it total? Because my brain does go like, obviously that's where my brain went as you're talking. Yeah. So that's why I was kind of curious if you've ever kind of been like, oh, I wonder if I can connect some of this, or, oh, let me write this down on my spreadsheet.
Yeah. So part of the anatomy ones that I did was like not necessarily inspired by true crime, but like I
Gotcha.
felt there was like a little bit of crossover, you know, like the goriness
Yeah.
of it. So that I don't want to say it was like directly stemmed from that, but when I would like be watching these things, I'm like, like I could do some anatomy stuff. And I also had somebody, this was before I opened my commission, whoever it is, I really hope they come back to me and ask me to do it. But someone asked me if I ever thought about doing, because I have those brain scans and they're just of a normal brain, but they asked me if I had
Yes.
thought of doing one of like a serial killer like tendency brain, and I was like, no, that's
That would
really,
be amazing. Same
that would
thing
be
with
really
like,
cool, but I don't know. I don't know if that's something that I would do to like actually put into like a into my business in the sense that like anyone could buy it. Like I would hands down do a commission for it, but I don't know. But
So let me ask you, so now I'm kind of curious, why would not that not be something? Because that is one of those things that connects your two loves of, I'm looking at it as like anyone who's into true crime or into all those things, the serial killer type stuff, like that is something I would be like, wow, like that's really, that would be really cool. Same thing with like like the brain scans of a football player who deal
Yeah.
with, what is it called? That is
The
it CT, the what they have, like it's like CTE or something
Yeah,
like
I've heard
that
of
there's
that.
like a that happens. Like that's something that I would find fascinating to see, in the sense of that aspect of it, especially if, so that would be something that I would, that's why I was kind of curious on it, because I was like, man, I'm like, those are some cool elements that would kind of mix in another layer of what you love, but at the same time, like a science level. And then at the same time, that's why I also thought of like books, because I was like, wow, well, like if she's reading a popular series and she can come up with like the molecular of like a potion from a book, depending on what it is, depending on what you're reading, then that's like, holy cow, like that's like so many infinite ideas of how you can kind of go and with that.
I have thought about doing like the different brain scans. And so I think I probably wouldn't just randomly release, oh, this is the brain scan of serial killers. Like, enjoy. I'd probably
Correct.
like make it into a collection. Like, oh, here's like a sociopathic or a psychopathic. Here's like depression or anxiety. And like, here's like this and here's that.
Yes.
And then be able to compare it to like the normal ones that I have. So
Yeah.
I think it's stemming from that aspect where like I would need to make
Yeah.
more.
More.
And I
Yeah.
it would just it wouldn't just be that. But I'm also like, as much as I love doing the brain stuff, I feel like I want to branch out to something new with whatever I do next, because I just did the anatomy stuff, and before that, that was when I released the brain scans, and there was other stuff related to that as well. But yeah, so I don't know. Books wise, no, it's just like straight, I'm just reading whatever I'm reading. There's no
Okay.
distractions for
No,
that.
and there shouldn't be and there shouldn't be ulterior motives for that. I totally understand that, and I agree with that. But I also know that sometimes when I'm doing extracurricular activities or things, my brain does
Oh
somehow,
yeah,
because I'm
absolutely.
not, it's sometimes when you're not in it, your brain kind of goes there. So that's why I was
Oh
kind of
yeah,
like, oh, okay.
that happens.
No, I totally can see that. I will, I definitely, I've been thinking since I've been researching and looking at your commissions, like I've been trying to figure out what I want as a commission or something to do with you, because I want some print, some form of sandwich, not really like a sandwich, like a blueprint, because I can do, but like some kind of molecular something, some kind of idea. So I'm still thinking of what it will be when I reach out to you on what I want it to be.
You
Maybe
let
it
me
is
know. We
a
can
peanut
work
butter and jelly
together.
sandwich. Yeah, maybe it's a peanut butter and jelly version of it, because I or a grilled cheese type, like the heating elements of what it takes to melt, and like that might be a fun series that you and I can maybe we may have to talk a little bit offline on, because I think it'd be fun not only for me to have in my house, but it might be something that could be, a fun collab series
Yeah,
that we can kind of
absolutely.
definitely talk about.
That sounds really
Because
cool.
I love Yeah, I love all that stuff. And when I started seeing, like, especially like you started doing, like I saw that you had like a boba tea and you started doing like all the different drinks, yeah, coffee drinks and stuff like that.
That was from
like, I loved that series.
That was from my Love Club shop days. I still call them my diagrams of random things. But originally, yeah, I was not planning to keep it scientific based and I was just going to do everything. And honestly, I'm very tempted. One of the things that has been on my never ending spreadsheet for a while is doing like different coffees, because the bobas, like, they don't necessarily sell as much as everything else that I do. But when somebody gets them, they're just so ecstatic about it that I can't part with them. So yes, they're staying there. Yes. But I want to like expand it. And so I've definitely thought about doing like little like coffees. Different types of like espresso drinks.
And I will tell you, and so let, like, this obviously business wise, this is kind of where my brain goes. So unfortunately, this is where my brain mentally goes, because that opens another aperture, because you said, and it kind of goes back to like in the summer, you're going to do stuff with the Science Center. Now, has these opportunities, or have you looked at opening up or reaching out to some of the other science centers in the community, like even in Florida, and kind of showing some of your artworks and some of your pieces of things of possibility, that they might be able to, because that is like another, I mean, that is like, that would make sense, like stickers, prints, all those things would seem, you know, and obviously you already having your foot in the Orlando Science Center, I can see that being an amazing area, especially with like a lot of the different topics and different things that you're providing and creating, to be able to then go and maybe expand to some of those other museums and other science centers across the US and in Florida.
Yeah, I have like looked at it. I haven't really reached out to anyone yet. I don't have a reason for that. I just haven't done it. But I would like to kind of expand. Like, one of my goals for this year was to kind of expand my work, in a sense where, like, not necessarily with markets, but like, you know, whether it's like in like a science center or like another like store, whether local to Orlando or another Florida area, another state or something. Yeah. That is one of my goals, and it would be really cool for that to be a science center somewhere.
Yeah. And obviously the reason I'm saying Science Center, because obviously your foot's already in there, but that's kind of the thing. When you said coffee, all I thought to myself was, every flipping coffee shop is going to want some coffee. Every coffee shop, there's so many coffee shops to come, and you can like make like a all different types of coffee. Like, you can even go the route of like, what are the top 10 most popular coffees? And guess what? I'm going to make a print of these top 10 and then now be able to provide these. And all these coffee shops are going to have it as like something that they can purchase to sell, or at least have.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes sense. I mean, it just makes sense in that sense of like, you know what I mean? Like, because that's the science people want to have. Like, when I saw, like, I love the caffeine one. I also love the idea. The caffeine one, like, is great. You also have one that I think is hilarious, because it, like, totally, even though it's, like, not super science-y in the sense of, like, the chill pill, like, is, like, super great. And I was, like, when I saw it, and I was, like, my daughter even said, she's, like, oh, my gosh, that chill pill is so funny.
Yeah, I called them my happy pills.
I was, like, and I think you, yes. And then out of curiosity, when you mail those out, because I did see, like, a pharmacy bottle. You don't put it in a pharmacy bottle.
No, that was just one of my old bottles that I used.
Sorry, because for me, like, marketing wise, like the marketing me was like, oh my gosh, if that's where the pill, like the sticker comes in that pill, and you
so
open it up and you
good.
Pull it out.
I know,
like, that would be flipping amazing.
I will say, people do not buy those enough for me to make it to get all the bottles.
No, I get it. But no, I
had like a bottle that I had gotten for a prescription, and they usually come with like the teal tops that are just like ugly and look atrocious. But one time it came with a white cap, and I was like, I'm saving this bottle and I am using it for marketing purposes. And so I don't have all of the colors that I used to have anymore. I narrowed it down just to the purple and the yellow, because those were what sold the best. And they have serotonin and dopamine. So the purple has dopamine. That was actually inspired because my sister has ADHD, and her favorite color is purple. And so it's like, here's a dopamine pill for you, bibs. Here you go. And then serotonin, I just liked it as yellow. So there we go. But I have those.
No, I think it's, think it's great. I think, Kate, you have something. You definitely have something here. What I love even more is the fact that you're kind of like, you're pursuing all the passions and mixing it all together. I mean, you are doing, you know, it's art, science, art, you know, it's like you're making it all kind of work. What advice would you have someone for wanting to start something?
Rip it off like a Band-Aid to an extent, because you are never going to be fully ready to start something. Like I took a while to like get myself into starting the business. And like, there were so many things that, like, in the beginning, I was like, I need to have this planned out. I need to have this like perfected and this and that and X, Y, Z. You're always going to have something that you can improve on or that you can make better. And so like, it's better to just start. Like, everybody starts somewhere. Like, if I look back at like my old stuff or like my old, like market displays or just like everyone just cringes a little bit at what they did like years and years ago. I say years and years ago. It was literally like 3 or 4 years ago. But it's just start. Just be who you are and just walk into it. You don't have to like jump in like head first, but like just start. That's like, you're never gonna get it done if you don't start.
No, I love that. I think I totally agree with that. Where can people and how can people follow you on social? Obviously, there'll be the show notes so they could find you. But if they're listening, as they're listening to the episode, maybe they're scrolling on their phone, where can they follow you on social and TikTok and everywhere
else? Yeah, so I have an Instagram and a TikTok, and it's Love Club Labs. So LoveClub. Labs, LABS, no dots or spaces or dashes or anything like that. So Instagram and TikTok. My Etsy is loveclublabs.etsy.com, or it's in the bio for Instagram. TikTok doesn't let me put a website in there yet because I don't have, I think it's like 1,000 or 10,000 followers or something like that. So yeah, I have my Etsy, loveclublabs.etsy.com. That's where I do my sales. And if you click the link in my bio, it'll take you to a website directory that has a link to my Etsy shop. It's got the forms for my commissions. I do custom diagrams, custom star maps, and just like general commissions. There's a link for all of those. And it's got my schedule as well. So you can see where I'm going to be now that it's coming for summer. I have a few like sporadic markets in May, and then everything else is going to be at the Science Center. So if you're a member, come see me. If you're not a member, you can come visit the museum and also see me.
I appreciate you so much for taking the time to come chat with me today.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love being able to share your story and kind of tell everyone a little bit about you. That's our show for today. Thank you so much to Kate Rickman of Love Club Labs for being on. Definitely make sure to check them out online. If you see them in the Science Center, obviously during the summer, or see her at an event, I definitely want pictures, especially, or if not, take a picture, tag her on it, and show everyone that you know that you bought something from her or that you have something. Or if you have ideas, DM her, shoot her a DM, or let her know, hey, this would be a great thing. I would love to see a commission of this, or maybe even reach out to her for a commission. If you enjoyed the show, make sure to subscribe. If you want to support me, check out my brand, Deli Fresh Threads, definitely tell your friends. Make sure to see me, follow me, you know, give a like to the show, the Instagram, all those things. Thank you. Until next time, keep eating sandwiches and follow your passion. Thanks, everyone.